The Epistle of Ignatius to the Philadelphians. Ignatius, who is also called Theophorus, to the Church of God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, which is at Philadelphia in Asia, which has obtained mercy, and is established in the harmony of God, and rejoiceth unceasingly in the passion of our Lord, and is filled with all mercy through his resurrection, which I salute in the blood of Jesus Christ, who is our eternal and enduring joy, especially if men are in unity with the bishop, the presbyters, and the deacons, who have been appointed according to the mind of Jesus Christ, whom he has established in security after his own will and by his Holy Spirit, which bishop I know obtained the ministry which pertains to the common, not of himself, neither by men, nor through vainglory, but by the love of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, at whose meekness I am struck with admiration, and who by his silence is able to accomplish more than those who vainly talk. For he is in harmony with the commandments of God, even as the harp is with its strings. Wherefore my soul declares his mind towards God a happy one, knowing it to be virtuous and perfect, and that his stability as well as freedom from all anger is after the example of the infinite meekness of the living God. Wherefore, as children of light and truth, flee from division and wicked doctrines. But where the shepherd is, there do ye as sheep follow. For there are many wolves that appear worthy of credit, who, by means of a pernicious pleasure, carry captives those that are running towards God. But in your unity they shall have no place. Keep yourselves from those evil plants which Jesus Christ does not tend, because they are not the planting of the Father. Not that I have found any division among you, but exceeding purity. For as many as are of God and of Jesus Christ are also with the bishop. And as many as shall, in the exercise of repentance, return into the unity of the church, these too shall belong to God, that they may live according to Jesus Christ. Do not err, my brethren. If any man follows him that makes a schism in the church, he shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If anyone walks according to a strange opinion, he agrees not with the passion of Christ. Take ye heed, then, to have but one Eucharist, for there is one flesh of our Lord Jesus Christ, and one cup to show forth the unity of his blood, one altar, as there is one bishop, along with the presbytery and deacons, my fellow servants. That so, whatsoever ye do, ye may do it according to the will of God. My brethren, I am greatly enlarged in loving you and rejoicing exceedingly over you. I seek to secure your safety. Yet it is not I, but Jesus Christ, for whose sake being bound, I fear the more, inasmuch as I am not yet perfect. But your prayer to God shall make me perfect, that I may attain to the portion which through mercy has been allotted me, while I flee to the gospel as to the flesh of Jesus, and to the apostles as to the presbytery of the church. And let us also love the prophets, because they too have proclaimed the gospel, and placed their hope in him, and waited for him, in whom also believing they were saved through union to Jesus Christ, being holy men, worthy of love and admiration, having had witness borne to them by Jesus Christ, and being reckoned along with in the gospel of the common hope. But if anyone preach the Jewish law unto you, listen not to him. For it is better to hearken to Christian doctrine from a man who has been circumcised than to Judaism from one uncircumcised. But if either of such persons do not speak concerning Jesus Christ, they are in my judgment but as monuments and sepulchres of the dead, upon which are written only the names of men. Flee therefore the wicked devices and snares of the prince of this world, lest at any time, being conquered by his artifices, ye grow weak in your love. But be ye all joined together with an undivided heart. And I thank my God that I have a good conscience in respect to you, and that no one has it in his power to boast, either privately or publicly, that I have burdened anyone either in much or in little. And I wish for all among whom I have spoken, that they may not possess that for a testimony against them. For though some would knave deceived me according to the flesh, yet the Spirit, as being from God, is not deceived. For it knows both whence it comes and whither it goes, and detects the secrets of the heart. For when I was among you, I cried, I spoke with a loud voice, give heed to the bishop, and to the presbytery, and deacons. Now some suspected me of having spoken thus, and knowing beforehand the division caused by some among you. But he is my witness, for whose sake I am in bonds, that I got no intelligence from any man. But the Spirit proclaimed these words, do nothing without the bishop. Keep your bodies as the temples of God. Love unity. Avoid divisions. Be the followers of Jesus Christ, even as he is of his Father. I therefore did what belonged to me, as a man devoted to unity. For where there is division and wrath, God doth not dwell. To all them that repent, the Lord grants forgiveness, if they turn in penitence to the unity of God and to communion with the bishop. I trust, as to you, in the grace of Jesus Christ, who shall free you from every bond. And I exhort you to do nothing out of strife, but according to the doctrine of Christ. When I heard some saying, if I do not find it in ancient scriptures, I will not believe the gospel. On my saying to them, it is written, they answered me, that remains to be proved. But to me Jesus Christ is in the place of all that is ancient, his cross and death and resurrection, and the faith, which is by him, are undefiled monuments of antiquity, by which I desire, through your prayers, to be justified. The priests indeed are good, but the high priest is better, to whom the Holy of Holies has been committed, and who alone have been trusted with the secrets of God. He is the door of the Father, by which enter Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, and the prophets, and the apostles, and the church. All these have for their object the attaining to the unity of God. But the gospel possesses something transcendent above the former dispensation, the appearance of our Lord Jesus Christ, his passion and resurrection, for the beloved prophets announced him. But the gospel is the perfection of immortality. All these things are good together, if ye believe in love. Since according to your prayers and the compassion which ye feel in Christ Jesus, it is reported to me that the church which is at Antioch in Syria possesses peace, it will become you as a church of God to elect a deacon to act as the ambassador of God for you to the brethren there, that he may rejoice along with them when they are met together and glorify the name of God. Blessed is he in Jesus Christ who shall be deemed worthy of such a ministry, and ye too shall be glorified. And if ye are willing, it is not beyond your power to do this for the sake of God, as also the nearest churches have sent in some cases bishops, and in others presbyters and deacons. Now as to Philo, the deacon of Cilicia, a man of reputation, who still ministers to me in the word of God, along with Reus Agathopus, an elect man, who has followed me from Syria, not regarding his life. For these bear witness in your behalf, and I myself give thanks to God for you, that ye have received them, even as the Lord you. But may those that dishonored them be forgiven through the grace of Jesus Christ. The love of the brethren at Troas salutes you, whence I also write to you by Burrus, who was sent along with me by the Ephesians and Smyrnans to show their respect. May the Lord Jesus Christ honor them, in whom they hope, in flesh and soul, and faith and love, and concord. Fare ye well in Christ Jesus, our common hope.